Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the spring solstice. Okay, you guys, I don't know where you are on your journey and what you have going on, but I have been experiencing the spring solstice now intentionally, consciously, for the last 4 to 5 years. And this year is very different. And it's interesting, you guys, because I've saw a few TikTok videos being made about what the elites and how demonic this spring solstice is going to be. And you guys, I'm laughing because we truly do not understand duality. And it's just a lot of things is becoming laughable for me at this point, because seeing things from a certain point of view is based upon, like, your perspective and how you see things is based upon what's internally going on within you. And understanding, you know, this devil concept, this evil concept, and how we truly latch on to it so that it will manifest. And I feel like a lot of times this is so unconscious and not having the awareness of what we are consciously allowing ourselves to create. And when you understand that, whatever you believe, that's exactly what you're going to experience. So I just think that it's interesting that for this year, it's interesting because I have not in previous years seen anything negative about, like, spring solstice, winter solstice. So it's interesting that the agenda is being pushed, and I'm going somewhere with this. So that's why I wanted to start it, the topic, out this way, because I find that it's interesting that this year, there is a huge spread about the negative aspect of this spring solstice, when literally I'm doing this video to inform you guys of how amazing this spring solstice and the power of the energy's power that's coming through with this spring solstice is miraculous. And it's making sense to me. Because I'm not, like, in the world, I'm very observative. And when I do get on these social media platforms, it's just to observe. And so it's interesting for me to watch all these distractions, you know, the TikTok banning TikTok and all these other things that's literally going on, this hailstorm. It's like all these distractions to keep people distracted from this powerful new beginning that's coming with this spring solstice. And I do notice how during key points throughout the cycle, and I'm just talking about the 1 year cycle, wherever you start your 1 year at, I'm noticing that key points, like key and strategic days, I'm noticing how, number one, the weather looks gloomy. Like, you can tell that the sky is being adjusted, that the weather is being adjusted according to what we have, planetary wise, there's powerful moments, throughout the year. And I'm noticing how the weather is a certain kind of way. So either if the weather's not being messed with, then there's all kinds of distractions on the news and on the social media platform pushing particular videos, you know, to keep you distracted from your inner journey and whatever it is that you are creating. And so I wanted to just do this video to tell you guys to not allow yourself to get distracted over these next couple of weeks, because it's so crucial. The energy before the solstice and the energy after. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we have a full moon, either full moon or new moon that's coming up around the 25th. So it's debatable, you guys, about when spring solstice is. So some saying April 1st. I'm hearing like April 8th. I'm already feeling the energy, and I just keep getting this date, like I can feel, and I have this knowing of something. I can't explain what this something is that's taking place around March 25th. And for whatever reason, you guys, that date is, it's like embedded in me. It's like, it's almost like I could feel a starting, like a new start around March 25th. So for those of you that listen to me and you guys are astrologers and you're into this, like, give me some feedback to this, because I'm really curious. You guys know that I'm not full-fledged into astrology, but I just know that things do line up and things do match. But this March 25th, for whatever reason, is, I'm feeling that it's going to be a powerful turning point. Yeah, I'm just feeling the right words, what feels right for me. And it's like a powerful turning point on this planet, like individually, collectively, planetary wise, energetic wise. Like, I'm sensing a huge turnaround. And y'all, this is, it's like making sense. And it's like the distractions, and just pay attention up until around the 25th. It's like things are going to get worse. Now I'm hearing, if I'm not mistaken, BBC, the British, got news that they're getting ready to deliver. Like, y'all, all of this, how they're planning all of these things out, and for the distraction. But I'm telling you guys, go within yourself, seclude yourself. And when I say seclude yourself, I mean seclude yourself in a new beginning for yourself. So, like, put all of your attention and your focus into creating something new for yourself. And what are you going to create? Now, mind you, in these, when you're creating something new for yourself, you're creating that something new based upon the new you. So it's going to be key and vital to let go. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you're being. Listen to that intuitive, that gut feeling, or that knowing within you that's guiding you to let things go, to do certain things a new way. Like, listen to yourself. What are you being guided? What are you being instructed to do right now? What is pulling you? What is tugging your heart? What can you feel is the main focus for you? And how can you stay focused? How can you stay focused on yourself? So for some of you, this may be getting off of social media around, you know, the 25th, giving your time, doing yourself a detox. Some of y'all may be feeling a fast. Like, this is a time for you to do a fast. For others of you, you know, making some changes inwardly, coming up with a more spiritual routine. I know that I have been strategically given a new spiritual routine for myself for this new beginning. And it's like I'm feeling my higher self instructing me and guiding me into what I need to do to protect this new cycle of my life. I'm also sensing, and I wanted to be transparent and share this with you guys, like, when you move into the creator role of creating a new reality for yourself, everything falls upon you. And what do I mean by that? It means that you are responsible for every experience that you are pulling in for yourself. So it's like, you have to be in the beginning, because I'm feeling like this is like a beginning thing. In the beginning, like, you have to allow yourself to relax and slow down so you can hear your thoughts, so that you can feel your emotions. And when those thoughts come in that's not in alignment to what you are creating for yourself, you can catch it and you can alchemize it and transmute it. Or let's just say all these old feelings may start showing up. Because remember, you guys, when you're in a new cycle, you're changing a new pattern. So there's going to be some patterns, some emotional patterns, some mental patterns that's going to fight against you, because you have set these patterns. For some of you, it's been century, decades. Like, you've been doing this for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You've been thinking a certain way, and now you're being guided to change, you know, to change the way you're thinking, to change how you feel. And so for the most part, when you're at the end of the journey and stepping into something new, there's going to be what I call residue. So there may be some thoughts that quickly try to come in, some emotions that will try to quickly come in unannounced, like just knocking on your door. Some of them go kick, some of your thoughts and emotions going to try to kick the door in. And this is where though you capture, you catch it and you alchemize it. So alchemizing it means you taking a negative thought, like a thought of fear, and you're taking it and you're like, you talk to it and you feel, you let yourself feel you putting out that fear by speaking over yourself, speaking life into yourself that there is nothing for you to fear. There is nothing for you to fear. You are fully equipped. You have everything that you need for this new beginning for yourself. And you're going to have to keep telling yourself that every time fear shows up, every time doubt, there's no reason for me to doubt. I'm creating this, I'm manifesting it, and it's happening just as it's supposed to happen. So talking to yourself, alchemize, and if emotions show up, and sometimes emotions show up, you'd be like, where? Like a couple of days ago, this emotion, like this emotion of void came over me. And I'm like, it was like this sadness. And I'm like, where is this coming from? There, like my life is amazing right now. Why am I getting these feelings like something is missing? But I realized I created that emotion over the years because I wasn't experiencing what I'm experiencing now. And I had a life of lack. And so, yes, I felt a lot of things was missing in my life, not realizing that, you know, when you create these emotions and you're feeling them all the time, that's a pattern that you're setting for yourself. And so that pattern shows up. And it was just interesting because I was just in a quiet, relaxing space and it just showed up. And mind you, I could feel that this same feeling showed up the same exact time last year, right before I moved to LA. So it's like, I could recognize that emotion. And I'm like, no, I've changed. That's not who I am. I found myself. I found when I went to LA, I found what I was missing. And it wasn't that it was missing. It was just covered up because I was focused on, like, I had this intent. I had this intent or expectation of how things should look. And because it wasn't looking a certain way that I had pre-projected in my mind, I couldn't see that I was already living the life. There's so many other women, so many other people, you know, want and desire. And so when that kick in and that emotion, that void came in, I was like, oh no. And I realized, hey, this is a pattern that I've set for myself. And now I just, so the way that I released it was I just told myself I didn't need to feel this anymore. And that this wasn't a true emotion, not in the current state of what, where I, of the space that I'm in. There's no need. There's nothing missing. There is nothing broken in my life. It's amazing. And so I just had to talk to that emotion and like really just send it love and let it know that, you know, this is not an emotion that my body need to hold. And I release it in peace and love. And it was just interesting to experience that and to feel that and to feel myself alchemize that emotion. And it just went away. It cleared out. And then I was back in my relaxing state. So with this spring solstice that's coming up, you know, a key thing is clarity. Like, what do you see for yourself? Being absolutely clear. What do you see? How do you see your life? How do you see yourself? In understanding that whatever lifestyle that you are wanting to create for yourself, you know, you have to make sure that you are that person for that lifestyle. And I think a lot of times when we're creating, that part of the creation is not talked about. We always talk about being clear on what it is that you want, but we don't talk about the clarity of you have to be that of what you're wanting. So I'm going to give an example. For those of you that want this luxurious lifestyle, this lifestyle of wealth, abundance, you know, rich, this rich life. Well, the question is, are you feeling abundant? Are you aware that you are the true abundant? Are you feeling rich? Are you aware that you are rich? Not having the material things. You're not waiting to be consider yourself rich when you have the material things. No. Because remember, all of this is energy, you guys. So your energy needs to be rich. It needs to be wealthy. You know, your energy, if you want a simple, small life, then your energy needs to be simple. It needs to be small. And this is where the self-care comes in. your self-care and you start managing your energy. You start clearing out your energy because it's your energy that's attracting. And so for the most part, you guys, we're doing all these things and we haven't cleared out or cleaned. This is why I do energy clearing. You guys, and it's just something simple, like when you clear out your energy, it is as simple as you, well, I'm saying simple because it's always easier said than done, but because I know how to do it, for me, it's simple, but it's like going in and breathing, like inhaling and exhaling, inhaling clean energy, exhaling all old, stale, stagnant energy. You can visualize that and feel it for yourself. For others of you, like jumping in, an ocean, getting under a shower water, pool, you can even use pool water. The chlorine is not an issue, because it's the water you're tapping more into. So, you know, finding ways to clear your energy. Some of you, it may be holding crystals, getting into meditation, and allowing yourself to visualize your energy clearing out, y'all. But your energy is the most important thing, you guys. Clearing out your energy, and then you shape your energy according to your thoughts, what you believe. All these things, you guys, also you can find me on Patreon. I share all of these techniques on Patreon. I'm breaking a lot of this down. You can find me on Patreon at DRYANOKELLY88. Or you can go to my Instagram and the link is in my bio where you can sign up for my Patreon. I have two tiers. I have one tier where I'm talking about diving into spirituality, your spiritual awakening, really. And the other one is creating a new life for yourself. And I'm breaking down all these tools because it's a process, you guys, to creating a new reality for yourself. And I think that's also not stated because you have different people just giving you bits and pieces. And then honestly, though, it's your responsibility to put those pieces together. But for me, like, I don't like pieces. So I was like, let me create a Patreon and I can just do it like in phases, in sections, have a beginning point and take people through to the end. Because, you know, you need all of these things in the beginning and then you have to take it and start applying it. A lot of creating a new reality, you guys, is application. Clearing your mental, clearing your emotion, knowing what you want, and then setting the intent and allowing yourself to be guided. And I'm going to close you guys because I've done a lot of talking. But I'm going to close you guys out with that information. If you're not following me on YouTube, you can follow me. All of my social medias are the same, you guys. Dr. Yano Kelly. There is no extra besides my Patreon. It has 88, but there's like no double letters or double numbers. You can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And now you can catch me on Patreon. So I'm sending you guys so much peace, so much love. I know it's taken me a minute to get out another episode, but y'all been bombarded. Like when I tell y'all, my life has shifted and I have all these opportunities that's just so mind blowing that I still haven't sat down to just take it all in and appreciate it. Cause I'm like, okay, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And it's like, they're all good. There's nothing bad about these opportunities. It's just what is it that I want to do? And if a part of me want to do it all, but I don't want to, I'm setting a, you know, I don't want to do it all. I don't want that lifestyle. I don't want to be burnt out or worn out. So just allowing myself to really take my time and deciding on which opportunity I want to take for myself. So I'm sending you guys so much love, so much peace, so much clarity. I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of you guys' testimony, especially those of you that have been following me and you are applying what you are resonating with. You guys have a great day.